Southwark News, Thursday, February 21st, 2013. Newly installed windows were unable to take the heat, Lakenal inquest told. Metal window frames, which melted during the relentless fire at Lakenal House in Camberwell, would have been able to withstand higher temperatures had they been built of a different material, the inquest was told. Fire development expert David Crower told the jury this week that window glazing, panels and frames were all installed in Lakenal House during the Council's 2006-2007 Decent Homes and Planned Preventative Maintenance Programme. Mr Crower, who carried out a reconstruction of the fire in Flat 79 where Catherine Hickman died, explained that he believed the window frames were made principally of aluminium and had been coated with some sort of PVC or UPVC coating. He said, "The frames at the end of the construction, of the reconstruction, were found to have been softened and melted away in some places, and the temperatures that we achieved during the reconstruction, I don't think they exceeded 1,000 degrees. Had they been, for instance, steel frames, then we wouldn't have expected that to occur until the temperatures had reached around 1,500 degrees Celsius." Presiding coroner Francis Kirkham told the jury on Monday that the focus of evidence that they would now hear would shift to look at the fire spread, the building and any significant features. They also heard that the 14-storey tower block was built in 1958 and some of the front doors to the flats in place in 2009 would have been originals. None of the doors which Mr. Crower examined had smoke seals, which stop smoke from passing from one side to another. The fatal fire broke out in a bedroom in Flat 65 because of a fault with an electrical item. It took hold in Flat 79, where Catherine Hickman, a young fashion designer, died. The deadly blaze also spread to Flat 81, where two mothers and their children took refuge and also lost their lives. They were Helen Uduaka and her baby daughter Michelle, who was only 20 days old, together with Diana Franceschini, her daughter Thais, 6, and their 3-year-old son, Felipe. The fire brigade was called as soon as the fire began in Flat 65, but tragically, firemen were unable to rescue the victims in time. The inquest, being held in Lambeth Town Hall, continues.